there was a certain inevitability about Irish unity, the way the demographics were going, the way the changes were happening, particularly since Brexit, the way many people in the North, regardless of their past political persuasions, have recognised that, you know, being outside the European Union is a huge problem for them on the island of Ireland, and that there's an opportunity in getting back into the European Union by being part of an Irish and all-Ireland arrangement. Look, it's going to take time, and one of the other welcome remarks I think the former Taoiseach made was that it will require work, that we have to sit down and we have to work out what the details are, what the logistics are, how it will happen, when it will happen, what circumstances will have to change in order to make it easy for this change arrangement to come about. There's obviously issues around the health services, issues around, you know, our financial systems, all of those things all have to be worked out, and a smooth transition would need to happen. We also, of course, recognise that the European Union, you know, have a fund in place for integration and for new member states coming into it. That will be a type of situation to be happening, and also for the reunification. For instance, when Germany and when East and West Germany reunified, there was a large fund put in place by the European Union to assist with that. So all of those things would have to be on the table and worked out before we would have a referendum, which is one of the conditions of the Good Friday Agreement, that there will be a referendum when it is considered appropriate for to look at Irish unity. We need to look at this with calm heads and recognise that the transition is something that will have to happen, that it can happen with ease and without threatening anyone's identity, and that those who consider themselves British on the island of Ireland can still consider themselves British regardless of what economic or political unit they may belong to, and that it will be of benefit to everyone on the island. Now, the economic circumstances is certainly something that they've always played a lot. And there is a subvention that comes from the British government in Whitehall every year toward the North. However, it's a kind of skewed because nobody knows what way it works out. Because the problem you have, John, is that nobody knows what level of taxes are collected in the North. That doesn't come into play. There's also a large amount of the money that comes in the North is coming for pensions and stuff that people have already paid into. There's also a large amount of it that goes to the British military, which is also shared with that subvention that the North has. And the British spend a lot of money on their military. There's a lot of issues like that that will sort out and will work out in time. There's also, I think, many international economists have recognised that in an Irish unity context, there would be an economic benefit for the All-Ireland arrangement, and it would attract additional investment internationally because of the way the European Union would handle it with the funds they'd put in place as a trigger for to create an economic growth in a new region coming into the Union. But also, I suppose there's a kind of a sense of a coming together of history that, you know, it's the end of a colonial past, and that many investors across the world would like to invest in the United Ireland because it would be something that would draw a line under an old regime that is now long past its sell-by date.